And we have a follow-up question from Rodrigo in our live audience, and he wants to know what are the best electrolytes to use for horses in very hot weather? You know, there's a lot of selection out there. How do you decide which one's right?
So that's that. I won't give you one product, but I will give you some guidelines. What I will tell you is look at the label. So you want to avoid anything that has dextrose or glucose or maltose or any of those sugars first, because your product's going to be mostly sugar. So go for a product that's going to have predominantly sodium and chloride. You can all, and then the other ones as well. There are a lot of really good, good named high-end products, and that's all you need to do is just avoid something with a lot of sugar in it first. The other thing you can do is just plain old table salt. Years ago, that's all the endurance riders used to use, was a tablespoon of table salt. And when I'm dealing with clients in my practice, if we just want a horse to drink more, they don't have to go down to the feed store and buy a $20, you know, can of fancy electrolytes. They can just take a tablespoon of their table salt and put it in the horse's feed, and that will help the horse. It will encourage the thirst center and make the horse drink more.
So if you do have an endurance ride coming up, maybe your first one, which Dr. Mara knows that that's my plan for this weekend, is to do my first limited distance. Should I be giving my mare salt ahead of time, since that's not something I've done in the past as part of her daily ration? And I ask that partly because our nutritionist that we work with at the horse a lot, Dr. Tunes, is always saying a tablespoon of salt, a tablespoon of salt. And it always seems like so much to me. So, and is that just because I'm used to sprinkling it on my tortilla chips and just a little bit goes a long
Oh, that's
way?
funny. Yeah, tablespoon really is great. It will stimulate the thirst, the thirst center. A couple important points that we should get across to the audience. One is that the horse cannot store electrolytes. So when it reaches an appropriate blood level, not in its blood anyway. So it'll reach an appropriate level of sodium, chloride, potassium, all that stuff. It's the tank is full, and that's in the gut level and the blood level. So adding more is not going to. So in other words, this is definitely a case where more is not better than less. But the idea behind pre-dosing is merely to make sure that those stores are right at the level that they should be. Now, a horse that your horse that you said you're going to do maybe, I don't know, 10 or 15 miles, you may or may not need to do that because your horse is going to rely on its gut stores of all that electrolytes from the hay. And a big tip for endurance rides, any sort of ride, traveling, anything, is don't spend a whole lot of time making sure the horse stuffing grain and mashes down the horse. If you preload that horse with lots of hay, that's the reservoir that they're going to use. Hay is a great source of all the electrolytes that we need. So now if the horse is going to start doing more, 25 miles and up, it's a nice, cheap, safe, easy bet by just giving them either a scoop of your favorite electrolyte or a tablespoon of your table salt. 3, 4 days, if it's going to be a really big thing and you're traveling a long way, even a lot of people will do a week out all the way through and then even a couple days after. And it's just cheap insurance to make sure that everything is tip top. Because when horses travel, we learn, and it was our sport that actually did a lot of the research on that, the volume of water that they lose just in transport is significant. So the longer they're transported, the more fluids they're going to lose, the longer they're going to need to be at a show area, a show arena, an endurance ride site somewhere, and they're going to need time to catch up and drink all that water.